All right, welcome. I'm here with Tracy Dudley. Very excited to talk to another FlexPath graduate. Tracy, thank you for making time to visit with me this morning.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Before we get into your FlexPath story, I wanted to talk a little bit more about the larger Tracy Dudley story. Where are you from?
Oh, my. Well, I'm originally from New Jersey. I was born and raised there. And about 17 years ago, I decided to relocate from New Jersey to the fine state of Maryland, which would have put me in close proximity to Washington, D.C., because at the time, I was already 10 years into my career with the government, and I thought that what better way to climb the government ladder, what would be better, you know, nothing would have been better for me to move closer to this area. So I relocated to Maryland 17 years ago, but for the last 8 years, I had been living in Washington, D.C., and closing in on my 28th year working for the government.
Congratulations. That's tremendous.
Thank you.
What brought you into government service?
I started out, let's back it up a bit and say that I'm a preacher's kid. My mom and my stepdad, both of them are ministers, so I grew up in the church, but unfortunately, I took a little left when I was younger, and I had two children, and my first child I had when I was 17 years old. And I finished high school and I started college. But at the time, I was at Rutgers nursing program, and it was just so difficult for me to be a full-time mom, full-time student, full-time employee. So unfortunately, I put my college career on the back burner and decided to just move full throttle forward with the government. And I have absolutely no regrets as far as my career choice. There, I wouldn't change a thing. So my initial draw to the government was actually the Department of Veterans Affairs. You know, I had a lot of people in my family at the time, including siblings that were soldiers who would eventually transition into being veterans. So I thought, what better way? I'm not going into the military, so what better way for me to serve other than to serve our nation's veterans? So I thought at that particular time, the Department of Veterans Affairs was a perfect fit for me as far as my government positioning. So that's where it started. So of my 28 years working for the government, 26 of those years have been with Department of Veterans Affairs. I did deviate for 2 years and worked for the United States Department of Agriculture in food inspection. But the pull and the drawback to the Department of Veterans Affairs was strong. I listened to it and I went back, and here I am.
That's really interesting. I want to talk about FlexPath and your experience in FlexPath in a minute, but let's stay on that. What you said, there was a family association and a pull there. What brought you to the Department of Veterans Affairs, and how satisfying has that experience been for you?
Well, 26 years and counting. That's how satisfied I am, because when you have government experience and experience in general, you can pretty much navigate from any agency that you would want to go to. But I've moved and continue to move throughout the Department of Veterans Affairs in various positions. And it's just like I said, my commitment to excellence in service to our nation's veterans and working for years, not just within the educational part or the emergency management part of Department of Veterans Affairs. I've actually worked in VA medical centers. So when you get to see the veterans either 5 years out of the military or day one, you know, you're compelled to want to help. And I've had that desire to help and serve them for years now. So I envision me continuing to move up the government's ladder and still staying right with the Department of Veterans Affairs.
That's tremendous. One of the most fun parts of my job is talking to Capella learners and graduates who are in very mission-driven fields and mission-driven work and doing work that is making a difference. And it's exciting to hear you talk about your career at the VA.
It's a passion, yeah.
One of the reasons we're doing these podcasts is to talk to current and future FlexPath learners about this very different model of higher education and give them little nuggets or ideas about what the experience is like and for whom it is a good fit and what you need in order to be successful in the model. How did you encounter FlexPath, and what was your experience like in the FlexPath program?
When I initially started out at Capella, I was, of course, in the traditional learning program. And I cannot remember the name of it, but it was a pilot right before FlexPath. So I did that as well. So the draw for me for FlexPath was just that the keyword there for me was flex. And I think it to have work experience. So I wasn't necessarily getting my degree to advance myself in my professional career because I'm literally about 6 to 7 years away from retirement. So that wasn't the reason. I just felt professionally incomplete, regardless of what my GS level was in the government and what my salary was. I still felt professionally incomplete because I didn't have the degree. So FlexPath for me allowed me to kind of like cut through, not necessarily red tape, but I get for learners that are fresh out of high school or much younger than I am, not to say that I'm old, but a little bit more seasoned. So FlexPath allowed me to eliminate some of the other things that I might have already experienced, knowing that I've had years of college training, work experience, and stuff like that. And what I really loved about it was the minimal, and I don't know how this will sound, but I didn't care too much in traditional learning for the constant discussion and being deemed if you didn't meet a certain time frame. So, like, let's say, for example, when your classmates submit their assignments, you have to write a comment on a minimum of 2, and you have to do that, let's say, in fair to the whole class, you have to do that by Wednesday.
Yep.
It never, you know, that kind of was one of the reasons why I was not too keen for the traditional, because you had some programs or classes that I took where classmates were waiting for somebody else to post so that I guess they can get an idea of which way to go with their paper. So it would come to Wednesday and you'd have the only post up there and you can't provide feedback on your own. So you had to wait for other learners to post so that you could comment on their assignment and the next course. So, like, you can be done with assignment 1, but you can't move on to unit 2 because it's locked and they don't unlock it until midnight. This is just an example because I don't quite remember the time frame, but this is how I remember how some of the courses were, where you couldn't proceed to the next assignment or unit until that one was closed. And I also liked, quite frankly, I also liked that FlexPath was a set fee. So whether you took 1 class or 5 classes, the fee remained the same. So that was a major attraction as well.
Yep, you're able to go as fast as you want to and move through at a pace that makes sense for you. And for part-time learners and for adult learners like you in a career, it provides more opportunity for that flexibility and can make more sense. I think that's one of the reasons the Department of Education is attracted to this and is helping advance and put forward a structure that supports this kind of a degree program, is because they know that we need more adult college graduates in the workforce, getting the skills that come with a degree program, but that they need models that make sense for them in their lives.
Yes, and like I said, the key word for me was flex. You know, I think just the online experience itself was good for me totally, but then the ability to navigate, you know, how when you first start with the class, you have to submit your course plan, like Unit 1, I intend to finish that by February 13th. Unit 2, I intend to finish that by February 3rd, you know, 28th or something like that. So to outline, to have the ability to outline and set your course and allowing yourself to say, okay, I know I have deadlines to meet, let me manage my time, let me manage. It gives you the ability to set a goal and manage that goal, and luckily it also gives you the ability that if and when you cannot meet a certain goal for the completion of a unit, you have that ability to change it And, you know, it just, FlexPath really just worked well for me. It just allowed me to navigate at my pace because, again, I'm still a full-time employee.
Yep.
And I work 9-hour days. So it gave me the ability to work my 9-hour days and still do research and projects and assignments after work or on my own time. Like I have today, for example, because I work 9-hour days, I have every other Friday off. So this Friday, if I was still a student versus a graduate, today would be concentrated fully on where I am with keeping up with my coursework, communicating with my coach. My coach was key.
Yep.
I don't think as wonderful as FlexPath was for me, I think what made the entire process beautiful was my coach.
That's great. Talk about, I mean, you talked a little bit about the need to be a self-starter and to bring kind of your own motivation to the program and the table. And you've got a coach there helping you, but you got to provide that spark. You got to be willing to dig in and manage your own time. How did you do that in a way that was successful for you? And what advice do you have for people who might be starting the program right now, thinking about how they're going to organize their time?
First, to me, you have to do a self-assessment. That's key and that's priority. You got to be able to do a self-assessment for yourself and determine what your strengths are. And I, for years, have had a strength of organization. That has always been whenever I've interviewed for positions and they ask for what are your key strengths and stuff of that nature, one of my key components is always organization. So you have to be organized for FlexPath. You have to have some level of time management. You have to be a self-starter. You have to be a self-promoter. And you have to be, above all, committed to the process and committed to finishing what you started. Because this was not the first time that I started.
Yep.
But this was the first time that I finished. And I finished because that level of commitment was there. That level of support from my coach was there. And the ability to, you know, you have to check, be able to check yourself. You have to be able to, time management is just as key as organizational skill. You have to say, okay, I know I work 9-hour days. I know I have every other Friday off. And it was certain things that I worked into my schedule. I like going to the gym as well. So I had to make time for gym in there too. So every other day might be a gym day. And then the next night I'm fully committed to research, reading, whatever I needed to do to stay on that track. And just always checking in, you know what I'm saying? So checking in to me, not just with your coach, but checking in with yourself. That in stock of yourself and motivating yourself is key throughout the entire process.
Were you able to take some of the learning that came out of your degree program and apply it in your job or life?
Like I mentioned before, I'm going on March will be my 28th year working for the government. And I have dibbled and dabbed in several areas within my career, HR, you know, on the medical side, the administrative side. So I had a lot of experience. However, it was quite a few things, especially when I took some courses that were truly HR-related and strategic planning. Some of those areas were so new to me and struck like some, or got it. Because even though I may have dipped and dabbed, it wasn't an area of expertise for me.
Yeah.
But now in my current position, which is less than a year old, still with the Department of Veterans Affairs, I work in emergency management. So we do a lot of strategizing, planning, and stuff like that. So even though I was always a contributor, I feel more like a contributor when we sit down and we brainstorm and I say, hey, let's SWAT that. Because guess what? SWAT is something I learned through Capella, and it just makes so much sense. I also went through the yellow belt training, so I know how to lean something as well. So I applied that to a few things in the work area as well. But so much I picked up, especially actually in strategic planning and HR-related positions. I'm actually in my current position, part of an interview panel for a position that we're getting ready to fill now. And there's so many things that I'm looking at now when I review resumes and supporting documents and sit on a panel interview. Some of the things that's clicking, it's clicking because of Capella.
That's awesome. I just love hearing that. You've been really generous with your time, Tracy, and I told you we'd have you done by now, and so I don't want to trespass on your time anymore. But are you going to be at commencement in D.C.? Am I going to get a chance to meet you?
Absolutely. I will be there. I cannot wait.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. This is people like you sharing their stories. It's the best part of my day and my job, and I get inspiration from your story, and I know other people will too, and I just really appreciate you taking 20 minutes out to share it with us.
Oh, it's been my absolute pleasure, and again, I am all for FlexPath Learning, and what makes that key is the coaches, and they have some outstanding coaches.
And well, that's generous of you to say, and I know they're going to love hearing it. Well, Stephanie has a lot of fans out there. She's doing a heck of a job.
Yes, I will. I can't blow her up enough because, like I said, she made the process easier for me. So I don't know too much about any of the other coaches, but she was who I did maybe 90% of my contact with, and truly without her support throughout this process, I think the road would have been a tad bit rougher.
Yeah.
Or I might not be making March's commencement service. I might have to get caught the next one. But she was very encouraging throughout the process because she knew about, you know, we talked extensively, so she knew all about my medical conditions as well. So she would, you sure you want to take this class? How do you feel? Or, you know, she was just wonderful. You know, I cannot say enough about her because when I would close one class and say, hey, sign me up for the next one, she would always follow that back up with either a phone call or an email just to make sure, you know, just to check to see how I was. You know, she was genuinely concerned about my health, and I had health issues, and that's one of the reasons why I was determined to check off graduate from my bucket list.
Well, I'm so proud of you that you did it, and I can't wait for other people to hear your story, and we'll make sure that Stephanie knows that this is going up and all the nice things you said about her.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Tracy, have a great weekend, and I'm looking forward to meeting you in person out in D.C.
Yes, so am I. Thank you very much for allowing me to be a part of this podcast.
Take care now.
Thank you.
Bye.